Welcome to your five for today. I've always been fascinated by cities. I grew up on a farm in South Wales, but every summer I used to travel by train to London to stay with my grandparents. So from an early age, I was so familiar with the sights of London and traveling on the underground. Later in life, I have traveled to many cities overseas, and one of the most exciting is New York. To walk along some of the streets of Manhattan is to feel a sense of enclosure. It is like walking along a deep canyon because so many of the buildings are tall skyscrapers, such as the Empire State Building. One such building in which I was privileged to go to the top was the World Trade Center. It had 120 floors, and right at the top, it was possible to go outside and view the city with no glass to obscure or distort the view. To view the activities at ground level from the top of such a building was truly awesome. The yellow taxis looked like toys, and the people were hardly visible. Yet today we have only a faint memory of such an experience, but are reminded of it when we see the lost boy in the film Home Alone 2, who manages to go to the top of the towers. The World Trade Center were two towers of massive construction. There was a railway station under them, and they looked so solidly built. Thousands of people worked in those offices, and thousands of visitors rode up and down the elevators each day. The towers stood as a great monument to fine building techniques and modern design and planning. Yet in just an hour or two, those wonderful buildings were reduced to wreckage, dust, and debris, with terrible loss of life. Evil flourished, and terrorism, in all its terrible devastation, had found its way to one of the world's greatest cities. There was no warning, and the unexpectedness of it all caused widespread shock and terrible fear. Yet the truth is that everything to do with humankind is temporary. Everything we make eventually disintegrates, rusts, is damaged, and falls apart. The nature of life on Earth is deterioration and eventual death, despite our best efforts. We can watch such television programs as Abandoned Engineering and see that some of the best and most elaborate constructions have been abandoned to decay and disintegration. Clearly, this may be a long process and not like the immediate destruction of the buildings in New York, which will be long remembered as one of the worst episodes in the history of man's inhumanity to man. Yet life for all of us is precarious at best, and we never know what is around the corner. Even those who have lived long and active lives seem to have lived only for a short time and then gone into eternity. Our lives at best are fleeting, and we do not live on planet Earth forever. Indeed, the Bible says, "They shall be as the morning cloud and as the early dew that passes away." Life on earth can disappear as quickly as the early cloud when the sun rises, or like the early dew which soon evaporates. It would seem then important to give some thought to the temporary nature of life and reflect upon what lies beyond. We may conclude that all ends with death, but that leaves so much unanswered. The sense of accountability which we all have would not be addressed. Life on earth would be nothing more than a meaningless existence. It would make us utterly insignificant. Yet God sees significance in each one of us and gave us his Son to enable us to be prepared to dwell in true life for all eternity. It will be a life of glory and fulfillment when we are willing to listen to Jesus and allow him into our lives. Thank you for listening.